Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Question, are conditions in Syria reaching a point where a rescue is in order? Not the rescue of a nation, perhaps. The military interventions contemplated to stop President Bashar al-Assad and the growing violence and lawlessness in Syria would only add to the violence, we're told by NATO and U.S. officials. But what of rescuing individual Syrians who fear for their lives? On March 29th of this year, the Department of Homeland Security added Syria to that list of nations deemed so unstable that temporary protected status is granted to the country's nationals living in the United States. In a sense, it offers rescue to Syrians already here who may fear to return or have already fled their country and have made it to U.S. soil. Lawyer Ayman Ibrahim has taken up the cause of Syrian nationals. He joins us in the studio today to talk a little bit about the process. Welcome.
Thank you, John.
So first of all, who are the kinds of people that you're dealing with? And did you begin hearing from them immediately after March 29th?
Well, on March 29th, like you said, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, did designate Syria as one of the countries eligible for temporary protected status. It took a little while to get the word out there. It was announced on March 29th, and immediately thereafter, we started reaching out to the Syrian community here in the tri-state area, and nationwide, actually, through social media, through going to events and rallies and protests. We got the word out, and slowly but surely, people started contacting us and applying for temporary protected status.
Ayman, are there categories of individuals? In other words, are there people who are using this new designation as a way of accelerating whatever immigration process they already had going? Are there people who specifically want to turn their case into a political asylum case, essentially? Or are there people who are trying to make it to the U.S., in a sense, trying to use the U.S. designation as a way of landing on U.S. soil and asking for political asylum?
Well, you actually have to be here to be eligible for temporary protected status. Some of the requirements are that someone to be eligible, they have to first be obviously a Syrian national, but they must have been physically present here prior to March 29, 2012, and they must have continuously resided here until they apply for temporary protected status.
So Homeland Security wants no exodus from Damascus or Homs or Hama. That's not what they're looking for here. They're looking to protect people who are in the United States, and the question of Syrians who we must all fear for their lives is one for another time.
Yes, yes. They're looking for people who are currently here right now, either on valid or permitted legal status, in the case of tourists or visitors who've come and are fearful of going back because of the situation there, or people who've actually been here for quite some time right now and may have fallen out of status and want to find a way of staying here legally for at least the next 18 months.
Tell me some stories of the fears that people are having and the arguments that you're trying to make to the Department of Homeland Security.
You know, a lot of the people here right now are very fearful of going back to Syria and being safe there. The regime over there is being very oppressive towards its people. We have students here who are supposed to go back for the summers but have family who've been killed because of the violence, and their families are just begging them to stay here and not come back due to it. We have other people here who have fled here when this violence did first start 14 months ago, and they didn't have any means of staying here legally, but now since March 29th they do. A lot of our clients are actually quite fearful of applying for things like asylum or Convention Against Torture because they fear of the adverse effects of doing something like this here that may happen to their family back in Syria.
You know, that you remind me of something that of all of the and, you know, I don't mean to generalize here, but in general, Syrian Americans, and I know a lot of them here in New York, are not terribly forthcoming in talking about the political situation over there. I think there's a general perception in the United States that, and this is matched by what the Libyan students used to tell, the stories they used to tell, you know, some years ago, that you're being watched. If you say something publicly, it's going to get back to you. That the people in Syria are watching individuals who might appear on local television saying something about the country back home, and that there will be recriminations. Are you finding that it's difficult for Syrian Americans to open up and to be as candid as they need to be in this process?
Well, since the violence started there 14 months ago, Syrian Americans, Syrians who are either U.S. citizens or legally here as permanent residents, have started speaking out. They have started protesting, and they have become very vocal about what is happening there. The fear tends to come from those people who've just come here, who have lots of family still there. I even tried to bring one of my clients here with me today to speak about his experience, and of all of my clients, many of them were still very fearful of coming here, even speaking generally about the temporary protected status process. They just didn't want anything getting back to their country, and they feared things happening to their families over there, or possibly to them if they ever return.
Who gets denied in a situation like this, and have you had any denials yet?
Well, people who aren't eligible right now are people, obviously, who've showed up after March 29th, who haven't been continuously residing here. But if you have a felony conviction or multiple misdemeanor convictions, you also will be denied. There are times where the USCIS, United States Customs and Immigration Services, will allow waivers to certain things for family unity, to keep families together, but not for criminal convictions.
Do you get a temporary protected status card that's different from a visa or a worker's visa or actually a U.S. passport? I mean, that would be full citizenship. What does the temporary protected status designation do for you? And it is temporary, right?
Yes, it is temporary. For Syrian nationals who are eligible for it, they'll only be able to remain here on temporary protected status until September 30th, 2012. It's a two-step process. The first step is they're granted temporary protected status if they're eligible. And you don't necessarily get a card. You do get an A number, like an alien number, like a permanent resident have, and a designation of being here legally. The second part of it is you will get employment authorization. So you will be able to get a Social Security card and an employment authorization card, and it'll allow you to work here for that temporary period until September 30th.
Have you had to be a bit of a emotional coach for some folks that have been trying to get this temporary protective status in addition to being a lawyer?
At times, yes. People do come into my office and they're very emotional about what's happened. They can't go back to their homes. They can't go back to their families. You know, they fear what is happening to their families over there, but they're torn because, you know, their family is asking them to actually stay here because of the danger. So we take a highly personal approach at the Ibrahim Law Group, and we really walk them through the process step by step, more just then regarding their legal matters. You know, we help them adjust here. We help them get in touch with nonprofit groups. There's an organization called Suecia Charity Foundation who's helping both over there and the Syrians who have just come here, you know, assimilate to being in the tri-state area.
And those videos are just extraordinary, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah. Ayman Ibrahim, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Ayman Ibrahim is a lawyer, New York, New Jersey-based lawyer, helping Syrian nationals gain temporary protected status that they're eligible for as of March 29th of this year. Thanks, Ayman.
Thank you.